Section 2. A Mean Fought Fight. John Charles Fremont brought to Missouri a great reputation, a brand new commission as Major General, and a formidable set of abilities which didn't quite meet the demands that Missouri was about to make. He entered the Civil War at the precise place where it wore its most baffling aspect. And although he presently saw with tolerable clarity what needed to be done, he knew hardly anything about the way to go about doing it. He was famous as the Pathfinder, the man who had charted trails across the untracked West. He had been the first presidential candidate of the new Republican Party in 1856, helping to make another sort of trail into an even more trackless wilderness. And now he was in Missouri, a bewildering jungle where a trail could be blazed only by a man gifted with a profound understanding of the American character, the talents of a canny politician, and enormous skill as an administrator. Of these gifts, General Fremont had hardly a trace. Perhaps nobody really understood what was going on in Missouri, and the fault was partly Nathaniel Lyon's. Lyon was like a sword, hard, narrow, and sharp. And he had gone slashing through the complex loyalties of this border state so vigorously that almost everyone was adrift. A captain in the regular army, exercising a highly irregular authority and leading troops which were almost equally irregular, he had in May surrounded, captured, and disarmed a contingent of Missouri state militia, legally camped in a St. Louis suburb, with subsequent gunfire and the killing of sundry civilians. Then, elevated abruptly to the position of Brigadier General, Lyon had in effect declared war on the governor of the state, secessionist-minded Claiborne Jackson, driving that functionary off toward the Ozarks and occupying Jefferson City, the state capital. Missouri had not seceded, could not really secede now because all of the machinery of state government was gripped by the federal power, and a majority of its people almost certainly had been unionists, at least to a degree, from the start. The state probably would have stayed in the Union in any case, but Lyon took no chances. He kept thinking, no.